You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversation. Tonight, I have a very special guest returning to the studio, a man with many talents, of which we will talk about tonight. His name is Ron Murray. And his new title that he didn't have the last time we did a show together is Executive Director of the Summer Series at Harkness Park in Waterford, Connecticut. Welcome, Ron.
Oh, nice to see you again. Thanks for having me back in.
Nice to have you back. The last time I saw you, you were actually on stage with a show which had John Pizzarelli, and it was a wonderful performance at the Cranston Center for the Performing Arts. It was a great show. Nice to see you up there.
That was really a lot of fun. It was an interesting take because John Pizzarelli, his father, Bucky Pizzarelli, is a big influence on me and actually talked me into playing seven-string guitar many, many years ago. And I actually met John when he was only 10.
Wow. And that was more than 10 years ago.
It certainly was.
Well, Ron has been with us a while back, as I mentioned, and he has several CDs out. And he is a composer and player and man of many talents. And let's start off a little bit, I guess, by this new venture, and that's the Summer Series. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's a company called Sound Music. We have concerts on Long Island Sound. Mm-hmm. We hope they sound beautiful, and we hope it's a sound idea.
Well, there you go. All those things tied together.
I hope so. In any case, that series actually started last summer, and you had the musical and artistic director on your show, Martin Piku, mm-hmm. our conductor. And Martin is the former conductor of the Washington, D.C. Symphony and is the permanent guest conductor of the Moscow Philharmonic.
Wow.
And so on and so forth. He's conducted 2,000 performances around the world in his career. He's quite an excellent musician. He's also a very fine woodwind player. And what happened was last year, as they were getting the series up and running, he needed someone to perform duets with during their little fundraisers at house parties and stuff like that. And I was introduced to him through a mutual friend, and we ended up creating a duo that's been very extraordinarily interesting to play and to write for, because he plays the whole woodwind family, from saxophones to flutes to clarinets, recorders, oboe, and bassoon.
Wow.
So I have been very busy writing transcriptions of things like Chopin piano preludes for guitar and bassoon.
And a natural segue.
It's absolutely beautiful, though. I must say, mm-hmm. it's thrilling to do this sort of work. And Martin, like me, is also a jazz musician for most of his career. So what I've been doing is creating sort of like the Claude Bowling suites, if you recall, the suite for flute and jazz piano and things like that, in which you have a lot of written material, but there's always a little bit of space in the tune to what we call blow on, to
right.
play some jazz on.
Improvision.
Yes. So I've been writing little segments into the Chopin and the Satie and the Gounod and all the different pieces that I'm using, analyzing their harmonic structure and creating a little piece in the middle for us to actually play jazz on, and then we segue back into the classical feel. It's really very interesting stuff.
Excellent. Now, does your mind ever travel to what would Chopin have done if he was here today?
Well, it does often, in fact, because yeah. my scholarly work at the various conservatories and libraries in Europe that I've visited has me convinced that the great composers, Bach, Chopin, Tchaikovsky, mm-hmm. Beethoven, etc., were also very, very good improvisers.
Right.
And in fact, there are lots of stories and lots of letters back and forth. For instance, Bach used to walk many, many miles to hang out with another musician, and they would improvise fugues mm-hmm. late into the evening. That was their social life. was that he had a theme. Somebody would present a theme, and they'd steal one from Vivaldi or one of their friends, and then they'd improvise on it for like a whole night. And there were lots of reports of this happening throughout the classical era, Baroque into the classical and Romantic. It became less common as jazz sort of took over the improvisational aspect of the music, mm-hmm. and the classical musicians sort of wanted to separate themselves from the beatniks.
Right. And so they became what was on the paper.
That's right. Yeah. It became exactly. We call them paper guys. Are you a paper guy? Are you can you blow man?
Can you come with me? All right.
So for Martin and me, it's been an interesting road to travel because, you know, he comes up with colors and he comes up with a tune. He'll say, you know, let's do Opus 28 number 4, mm-hmm. and he said, I think this is going to sound really good on bass flute. And lo and behold, you know, I write it for guitar and bass flute, and he's right on the money. And it's or for oboe or for saxophone, whatever it might be. And so we have quite a repertoire that we've developed that we're hoping, as soon as we have time, to record and put out on Wailing City Sound.
That'll be great. Now let's get to our first piece of music here, because we could talk for an hour here, but we should get some music in. And one of the things you talked about bringing was a piece from Romeo and Juliet, right?
Yes, the first program of the season for Sound Music on hopefully on July 17th at Harkness in Waterford will be a program based on the theme of Romeo and Juliet, and the opening piece will be this fantasy overture by Tchaikovsky.
All right, we'll listen to a piece of that and then be back with more of Ron Murray.
Thank you.
Ron, if people are interested in getting information about the series at Harkness Park, where do they go?
Well, we have a website, and you can go to soundmusicct.org. Because okay. We are a nonprofit, so we can't do com, which means commercial.
Okay. So soundmusicct.org, yep. And everything you want to know will be on there.
Everything that you want to know will be on there, or you can reach us at 860-447-1050.
All right, and give a call, and operators are standing by, as they say.
Well, unfortunately, tickets are not on sale yet. We have a few more things to work out, but the schedule is pretty much established. We'll be doing three orchestral concerts and two big band concerts as well. We have the Duke Ellington Orchestra coming in.
Oh, great.
And to end the season this year, my idea, just sort of to thank all of the people for showing up and coming in. And our crowd is a very active crowd. They love the classical recitals, and they're very, very attentive, but they really like to also get up and dance. So we're going to have two big band concerts, and the final one of the season on August 21st, we'll be with our own big band that we're putting together called the Sound Music Big Band, and it's going to be the best players in the area and a handful of my old friends from back in the days when we worked with Buddy Rich and Woody Herman and Stan Kenton. And so it should be a really superb band with some good singers as well, and just a real fun evening for all. It's going to be a little bit looser than the usual recitals.
Excellent. All right. What's the next piece of music you brought for us to listen to here?
Well, out of the second orchestral concert, which will be the third concert in the series, Martin will be conducting a string orchestra for that second concert with some beautiful pieces. And one of the great hits for string orchestras is this Barber Adagio for strings.
All right. We'll listen to a portion of that and then be back with more.
Thank you.
Ron, beautiful music. And one of the things that always intrigues me, I always learn something when I have a guest on Conducting Conversation, whether it's something in the classical music field, which I am certainly not an expert on, or it's as simple as just a couple weeks ago, we had a program on Red Sox baseball with the vice president of marketing, Mike Gwynn from the Paw Sox, and we played all the Boston Pops tribute to the Red Sox. So we have a wide variety of things, but you have a word here that intrigues me that I'm sure I should know, and that's Bacchianus.
Heitor Villa-Lobos is probably the best known of all the Brazilian composers. Now, Brazil is a country of, like Spain or Italy, very, very musical people. It's a large country, and the musics are different from the north to the south. Villa-Lobos is one of the first big composers to break out worldwide in the 40s and 50s of the 20th century, and he wrote a lot of guitar music. That's why I'm familiar with him, and mm-hmm. Segovia recorded a lot of his works. In doing a little investigating, we find out that Villa-Lobos was a great fan of Bach and wrote almost as much music as Bach, but was really obsessed with him and wrote a series of pieces called Bachianus Brasileiras, basically dedicated to Bach.
I see.
And so they're in for different orchestrations as Bach, you know, was constrained by the courts and the budgets. Mm-hmm. Villa-Lobos decided he'd have different colors and different styles of orchestras. And so in his Bachianus Brasileiras, there's a whole series of them, about nine of them, I think, for different sizes of ensembles and orchestras. And Martin Piqué will be conducting a couple of pieces by Villa-Lobos, including a concerto for harmonica and orchestra with the great Robert Bonfiglio soloing, one of the great harmonica players in the world. But he will also be featuring in that concert this Bachianus Brasileiras number 1, which is a suite of a Brazilian folk songs set in the style of Bach meets the jungle.
All right. Well, we'll listen to that, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of a very interesting show with Ron Murray.
Thank you.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are talking with Ron Murray, who is the executive director of the summer series at Harkness Park in Waterford, Connecticut. And I had a very interesting first segment. And here's something that might even be even more interesting. This is a rather unique situation. We've been talking about Martin Picue and his involvement with Ron. And Martin is just returning from a trip, correct?
That's right. He and his wife, Elizabeth Falk. Now, Elizabeth is a world-class opera and Broadway director. And Martin, of course, is a conductor of all different kinds of music, from symphonic to opera to ballet to musical theater. They have been invited, and this is a project that's been in the works for 2 or 3 years, but they are just returning from their first trip to Australia, where they are rehearsing the chorus members and teaching them the ways of singing Porgy and Bess. This will be an all-Aboriginal production of Porgy and Bess that will tour all of Australia and then come to Europe and finish off in Broadway. This is a big deal.
An Aboriginal performance of Porgy and Bess.
Right.
Amazing.
It is amazing. And Martin and Elizabeth have spent the last 3 weeks in Australia auditioning chorus members and then teaching them to sing in that style. Australia is also a very musical country. My main guitar teacher, John Williams, is Australian, and it's a large land. They've actually been on the west coast in Perth, but they have been back and forth. You know, we discovered Skype. Do you know Skype?
Oh, I know Skype very well. As a matter of fact, I can give you a Skype Australia story, because my wife just returned from 6 weeks in Australia teaching and coaching down there. And we were able to, normally in the past, try to figure out what time to call each other and just stay in communication. But she did Skype with me this last trip, and it worked out great. And she does have the same comment about Australia. You have very musical country.
Yes, yes. I mean, the didgeridoos and the whole thing.
Right.
So Martin has been down there auditioning and training the chorus members. They'll be going back in the fall to finish off the production and get it rolling. But he told me when we Skyped a couple of days ago.
I suppose we should tell the audience that might not be familiar with what Skype is.
Well, Skype is a real-time video feed from computer to computer where you can actually see each other and
talk. See and hear.
Yeah,
and it's free.
It's free, and it works really well.
It's a whole lot better than trying to talk on the international cell phone system, which used to drop miss all the time.
Well, but at least it's expensive.
Yeah, right. But Skype is free, and you get to see the person as well as talk as long as you want.
That's right. And Martin was telling me that he had actually brought some saxophones with him because he had been invited to play a couple of jazz gigs in Australia, and he had a quintet that featured a didgeridoo player. So they're really getting it on in Australia. I can't wait to hear the recordings.
All right. Well, we're going to segue into a piece of Porgy and Bess right now. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, this particular piece is from the original, not the Broadway cast so much as the original orchestrations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's Gershwin's real opera.
Right. All right. We'll listen to that and then be back with more.
Crown Bess, if there was all Foggy. What then?
As a man of many talents, if you go to your website, you'll find out that you're involved with lots of different things in jazz and classical, and you have even different performing groups that you're with, right? So tell us a little bit about what's going on actively for you.
Okay, well, I'll be happy to, because I'm just about to start a series at a new facility. This place has been around for a couple of years. It's called Cuban Revolution up on Valley Street in Providence. And I'll be bringing my Bossa Nova Brazilian Flamenco Quartet into that facility on a semi-regular basis, but certainly on April 30th, I'll be coming into Cuban Revolution to play a nice mix of Brazilian music and my flamenco-flavored jazz, and featuring a variety of musicians that I've worked with over the years. Michael Monaghan on saxophones. I think I'll probably be dragging in Brian Rizzuto on bass from time to time. And this is going to be an interesting thing, because Cuban Revolution is kind of an old-school, cool hangout with good, inexpensive Brazilian-style and Cuban-style food and a nice little stage.
Now, we're not talking about having to wear berets and goatees, right?
No, but it's the place that you could.
Okay.
Without being looked at in too strange a fashion.
All right.
Because there are indeed all kinds of... In fact, he's got a lot of original artwork from Cuba and portraits of Che Guevara and Fidel.
Sounds like an interesting place.
Yeah. It really is. It's a really nice place. And the owner, Ed Morabito, is, he just found a theme and he's been sticking with it. So now he wants to bring live jazz and sort of jam music and that sort of thing into the place. And I'm really happy that I'm going to be part of it, because it really is right up my alley.
Excellent. All right. Well, we'll look forward to that. And that kind of gets us back to that jazz theme, and there is a guy that we're going to play next, a fairly well-known name with jazz, Miles Davis, right?
Yes, and I thought that because we were talking about Martin and Elizabeth's involvement with Porgy and Bess in Australia, that it might be fun to play a Miles Davis take on the Porgy and Bess music.
All right, we'll do that, and then take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversation with Ron Murray.
Thank you.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. We are back on Conducting Conversation. We're speaking with Ron Murray about all kinds of interesting music. And Ron, the opportunity for people to hear you or see you is a wonderful thing. So tell us more about where you're going to be.
Well, you know, after I did the last show with you, after it was broadcast, I got some interesting input. Your signal is very strong down in my area, in Mystic, in New London, that area. Mm-hmm. And so I got calls and I got people asking me, you know, where are you going to be? We liked your show. So I did take it upon myself to find an outlet right in the area. There's a restaurant in Noank called The Fisherman that's been there for quite a while. It's a beautiful setting right on the river. And the owner is also a fan of Conducting Conversations. And he decided that he was going to invite me in to play at his restaurant.
Great.
So it'll be at least once a week, maybe twice a week. It'll be a very casual, you know, sort of dinner music kind of situation. If you check the local press, the Mystic River Press, the New London Day for their listings, you'll find my dates at The Fisherman listed.
All right. Check out The Fisherman in Noank, and thank you for all you people in the New London Mystic area that listen, and it's great to have that listening audience. And the other interesting thing is we received a couple emails from people, and I don't think I told you this off air, but we have people that listen all around the world, and I got a nice email from someone in Sweden that was listening to your music and enjoyed your music. I should have passed it on to you. But if that same person is listening, thanks again. Keep those emails coming. If you ever have an email question or a comment that you'd like to make, just send it to me at wcri@classical959.com. If you have questions, we'll try to answer them.
And our next piece of music relates to the Cuban Revolution that I just talked about in a small way.
In a small way.
In a small way.
All right.
And this is a piece that I play actually on all of my solo concerts too. It's just such a lovely little folk song. It's sort of Cuba's version of Greensleeves. It's been around for so long that nobody knows who actually wrote it.
Anonymous.
Its original name is Drume Negrita. We call it Afro-Cuban Lullaby.
African Cuban Lullaby. We'll take a listen to that now.
Thank you.
Ron, someone as active as you has lots of dates in lots of places, and people can find out about you by checking you out on a website and getting that information. But if they want to contact you, they should do that through Sound Music, right?
Yeah, that's really the best way. My website doesn't have much contact information on it for business purposes, although you will find everything that I'm doing on there, so the schedule is there. But if you need to reach me for any reason, I can easily be reached by email at rmurray@soundmusicct.org.
All right. rmurray@soundmusicct.org. All right. And tell us about a few other dates and places you're going to be coming up soon.
Well, one of the most interesting ones is going to be a fundraiser for Sound Music, which Martin, PQ, and I are going to do some duets at on April 22nd at the Mystic Aquarium. And it looks like Robert Bonfilio, the great harmonica player, is going to come up and visit with us and hang out and jam some blues. So
Great. That's
going to be quite a take-in. And if folks want to get involved in that, again, going on the website, we'll find the information, or calling us at 860-447-1050.
And the date on that again?
April 22nd at Mystic Aquarium.
April 22nd, Mystic Aquarium, a great sponsor of our station, Mystic Aquarium. Thank them for that. But that'll be a great night, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun.
All right. Anything right after that you want to mention?
Yes, I have one other interesting thing. I've been working with singers my entire life, everybody from Johnny Mathis to Tom Jones and so on and so forth. And I like to work with singers, and there are a couple of very strong singers in the Providence area that I work with from time to time. Well, Robert Zolli is a great Broadway tenor, and he and I will be working later in the summer on some projects. But in the more immediate future, there's a guy that I've been working with the last year or so called Dominic Di Pasquale, who's a very strong Italian singer in the big style, the Pavarotti, and although he's more of a pop-oriented singer, he's not really a classical singer per se, but he mixes it up very well. But he will be appearing at Twin River Casino on Mother's Day in the afternoon, and I will be conducting the Orchestra Romantica for him.
Uh-huh.
And that should be a fun show, because we do a nice variety of everything from the standard Italian classics to more energetic, pop-oriented, Gypsy King-style voicings.
Great. Now, I just finished appearing at Twin River in the Catch a Rising Star room with my quartet. Where would they find you playing with this?
We'll be in the main lounge, the big stage, right in the middle of the place.
Oh, right in the middle. So yeah. It's that means it's free, right?
It's free.
All right.
It's
so
free.
If you're in the Rhode Island area, want to travel up to Twin River and listen, that'll be a great take on Mother's Day.
Yeah, 2 to 6.
All right, great. All right, we have one more piece of music. This has been a great hour, and thank you very much for coming in, Ron. It's always a pleasure, and I do learn quite a bit from you, so thank you for that. And tell us about this last piece.
Well, this is a live recording done at when my jazz group was in residence at the Steak Loft in Mystic for many years, and we brought in a recording crew to do a Stan Getz tribute night. And this is sort of wraps things up nicely, because this is a tune by Antonio Carlos Jobim based on a Chopin prelude, in fact. And it's called How Insensitive, and it features, I believe this is Ted Kasher on tenor saxophone.
All right. Thanks again, Ron. Pleasure to have you with us.
My pleasure indeed. Thank you so much.
See you next week, everyone, on Conducting Conversation. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.